sort of the real self. You know, the real self, real dilemmas, a real sense of where I am. Those are things that maybe don't always sort of get addressed. You know, the person goes to class and they learn in class and they have amazing teachers and experiences. But the feeling of almost like a little bit of what a person had in Eretz Yisrael or maybe in times in high school, will just really be able to like to think and to grapple with like an inner place. That's not something always that's being addressed, at least in cheer settings and class settings, and some of the people felt they missed a little bit, and not that I'm the answer to that. And I wanted maybe to raise a topic that speaks to those issues a little, and then maybe get some of your feedback or contributions to that topic. Mary, you're welcome.
Okay.
And then I know this is like a little bit difficult, but we have time at the end if people want to raise any questions or thoughts or have us like, a little bit of like a you know, question answer or some discussion. You know, certainly we welcome that. Okay. The topic which I chose, I don't know what it says on the sign. You know, the problem is that Mrs. Cement is very organized, and she wants to know like 4 days ago, you know, what's the topic? And I'm like, well, maybe ask me next Tuesday morning and I'll tell you what the topic is, but don't ask me, you know, Friday. So I gave her some type of like generic topic of relation between man and self and man and God and man and man, blah, 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 blah. So like, so the key with all these things is to give a topic that's generic enough that now you can speak about any single thing under the sun, you know, chametz matzah. You can talk about anything if you say, you know, whatever. So, but I tried to sort of take that topic and then cater it to what I just mentioned before, and that is the very, very simple question of the search for oneness. A very nice, easy, simple question of how a person searches for oneness. Now, whether or not we sort of recognize this, that search for oneness, but I don't think oneness is a word, so I apologize for any of you. If any of you are very, very mocked on grammar and proper English, and I butchered a word, so I apologize. Anybody here is a big fan of Rav Kook. You'll notice that Rav Kook is constantly making up Hebrew words. And he'd be like, there's no real word that there is to describe a certain feeling, so I'm going to sort of make up my own word, you know, to sort of describe whatever that feeling is. So I've taken a little bit from, that's the only thing I've taken from Rav Kook, his creativity in these areas. And the search for oneness, whether a person realizes it or not, might be sort of the ultimate life journey of feeling a certain oneness within ourselves. In fact, the person, I didn't put this on Marmapomos, but it's definitely a great line to remember. Everyone here knows the Phobos HaLavavos. You want to tell me who wrote the Phobos HaLavavos? Rabbeinu Bachya Ibn Pekuda. Anybody know when that was written? A general sense of when Rabbeinu Bachya Ibn Pekuda was active, and he wrote, the Phobos HaLavavos really is the guidebook for all Jewish thought. It was written, Rabbeinu Bachya Ibn Pekuda was written, of course, in Arabic, as most of the Svarim were written in the Middle Ages, and it was written in the 11th century, so he even predated the Rambam. So Rabbeinu Bachya, in his introduction to Shaar HaBitachon, says that one of the great scholars used to say the tefillah, and I think you'll like this tefillah. It says, Hashem Yatzvileini. You know the rest of this? I'd be very impressed if you know some random line from the introduction of Chovos Levavos. Hashem Yatzvileini mipizur nefesh. God, please sort of save me from pizur nefesh. If you want to take a stab at defining what those words mean, they're sort of completely undefinable. But what do you think they mean? Save me or protect me from pizur nefesh means, if you don't know or if you don't can't identify directly, that's probably a normal thing. What do you think?
Scatteredness.
What's that?
Scatteredness.
Scatteredness. You know, the sort of dissipation of my soul, sort of feeling like I'm not centered, I'm not grounded, I don't have like a thread of meaning, I'm just like running from thing to thing, I'm just like, you know, pizur nefesh is the opposite of oneness, of shleimut, of all of that. So the question is, how does a person achieve shleimut? How does a person achieve oneness and wholeness? How do we sort of like take different approaches to that question? And of course, there's not a single answer. I bet if I go around the room to the, you know, whatever, 35, 40 people here, I bet you can come up with 20 different definitions of how a person experiences shleimut, oneness. Okay, so let's begin maybe like with one approach. And I'm not sure if it's going to be the most meaningful approach to all of you, but I think it'll probably speak a little bit to this issue. Okay, there's an amazing, amazing medrash in the Medrash Rabbah. It's a medrash that I've seen many times, but every time I see it, I'm like, wow, like that is a great medrash. And what makes sometimes like a piece of Torah particularly beautiful is that it sort of like speaks to you. It speaks like, you know, the Medrash Rabbah was written when? Anybody know? Medrash were written at different times, but Medrash Rabbah goes back 2,000 years, right? And it speaks to like what you're feeling in your own life, and you're like, wow, the Torah is a beautiful thing. Because it's very eternal. So I'm a Rabbi Simon. So Bishal Shabbat Kadosh Baruch Hu Libros Es Adam Harishon. So Nasu Malachi Hashareis Kitim Kitim. The Malachim, they formed Kitim Kitim. What, how do you define those words? They formed sort of opposing groups. There's like a battle that goes on. V'chaburos Chaburos. Mehem Omrim Al Yibarei. Some Malachim said, why are you creating this no good Nick? Okay. And other people said, Mehem Omrim Yibarei. Some people said that we should create him. Okay? Now what's the issue? Hadahu dichsiv, because the pasuk says, chesed ve'emes nifkashu. Within man, chesed ve'emes nifkashu. What does that mean? Chesed, righteousness, and truth will meet. Tzedek v'shalom nashaku. Tzedek and shalom will do battle. Okay? So chesed omer yibare. The angels that represented chesed, they said, yeah, create man. True gom of chasadim, because man, in fact, as we know from our own lives or from humanity as a whole, man, in fact, performs acts of kindness. The emes omer, and the malachim representing emes, they say, al yibarei, shekulo shikarim. It's quite a line, right? All of humanity are, what? Deceitful, they're liars. So this is the first fight. Chesed said, yeah, go for it. Emes says, no, forget it, okay? Tzedek Omer Yibarei, the Malachim representing Tzedek, righteousness, says, create them, Shu Oset Tzedakos, because man in fact does that. Shalom Omer Al Yibarei. And the people, the Malachim representing peace, say, do not create him. Dekulei Kitata. What does it mean, Dekulei Kitata? What's the best way of saying that? What's Kulei Kitata? Anybody?
Just fight.
Yeah, men are always fighting. You know, the world can never get along. And this took place, obviously, thousands of years ago. And kachava, thousands of years later, you can say, you're right, men do not get along. So me'alsa Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu is sort of standing in the midst of these competing midas. Emes and Shalom, Emes and Chesed, right? Shalom and Tzedek. So me'alsa Kadosh Baruch Hu, natal Emes v'hishlichu la'aretz. Okay? He took the midah of Emes, or the malach of Emes, and what does he say? Get out of here. I don't want to hear from you anymore. He says, like, just leave me alone, and we're going to sort of dump MS. And then he created sort of the world when MS was sort of discarded. Okay? That's what the pasuk says in Daniel, the Tashlich MS. Aritza. So Amar Malachi Ashar, it's Nefesh Baruch Hu. Yibod HaOlamim, Matam Mevazeh, how could you be Mevazeh, Tachsis Altichsiyah Shalach? But these are hard words. It's probably a concept that all of you are familiar with. Anybody know what that means? How could you be mevaze what? How could you be mevaze? How can you denigrate the very thing which is supposedly your signet? The very thing which is your, that the midah of Kadosh Baruch Hu is emes. Chosim shel Kadosh Baruch Hu emes. How can you take that and how can you sort of get rid of it? So tala emes mina aretz, sort of bring emes back, and then the medrash continues. Now, anybody want to... It's a great medrash. Anybody sort of want to tell me any reflections from this medrash? Again, we have competing forces, chesed versus MS, tzedek versus shalom. God goes ahead and takes the MS, so throws it out the window, says, I don't want to hear from you anymore. Like, what would you just sort of say on a very, very fundamental yisodi level would be a thought, feeling, lesson that comes out of this medrash? Anybody? This is not an easy question. Right. So that's first of all. God seems to value chesed, and even though God's chosim itself is emes, God sort of values chesed and tzedek sort of more so, right?
Anybody else have like another impression from this Medrash? Something that sort of jumps out at you a little bit in the very creation of man. In the very creation of man, what would sort of jump out? What's his name?
Mira.
Mira? Sure. Yeah. And the Malachim had a problem with that, right? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't. You know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, yeah, that is the absolute nature of man. And not everything can be done al pi MS. So we're sort of going to take that MS and we're going to like sort of shove it behind the fridge, you know, like a kid who's trying to, you know, sort of like burning your homework. No, we don't have any homework, you know, but the homework is like being blowtorched in the, you know, in the bathtub. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you know what? I know the nature of man. I know that all these contradictions are there. Let me sort of silence those people that are calling for like midas hadin and MS, and everything has to be done in a certain type of way. Let me sort of quiet that down and create man with like all of their flaws and all of their contradictions, right? Everyone hear that? Okay. And in general, my experience has been, and maybe you can tell me if you feel otherwise, is that you never want the person around. I don't want to be too harsh about it and have like somebody killed off, but you'll know what I mean. Okay, Shoshi, help me out over here. You never want the person around who's not to be too entrenched in the midas ha'emes. Oh, no, this is the way it has to be. And no, if the person has an 89 and a half, they deserve an 89 and a half. We're not going to give them a 90. Right? Anybody ever have a teacher like that? If you want to like, you know, punch in the face might be too strong, but no, this is what you get and this is what you get. And the world of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was sort of saying like almost can't exist, cannot exist in that pure state. The world sort of needs to exist with nuance and contradictions and sort of more chesed, Ms. Calhoun said, and more tzedek than MS. And all of this is like a picture into the very nature of man, of filled with, oh, I want to go help that person, but I also want to be selfish. I want to go run through this chesed, but I also don't think that person deserves it. And I want to do this, but I'm also that. I love that person, but I also, you know, want to fight. Like this, the constant inner battle that existed by definition at the very moment of creation. So where else do we see that concept? There's like 1,000 marmakomos on this topic, but I'll send you a Ramban that I imagine that many of you are familiar with. I'm not here to give any mussar at all, but they say about Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, I actually heard him say, they asked him, if you were in a desert island, what sefer would you want to bring with you onto a desert island, right? Which is a good question. I don't know how you would answer that question. So he said the Medrash Rabbah, which we already did, and the Ramban Al HaTorah. He says all of Machshava can be found in the Ramban Al HaTorah, which absolutely is true. And if there's like a sefer that every sort of person should know in the world, I think Ramban Al HaTorah should definitely be in the top few, and I imagine many of you share those same feelings. Okay? So the Pasuk says, "Vayomer Elokim Nasa Adam Mitzamenu Kumsenu." Okay, Vayirnu B'Digas Hayom V'Lof Hashmayim V'Beheva B'Chol Aretz B'Chol Haremes Haromet Al Aretz. Okay, fine. So obviously, what's the letter in this word or in this pasuk that has caused thousands of years of debate and confusion and discussion? Which letter? Nasa. Or which word? Nasa. Like what we will make. And I'm sure everyone here knows what Rashi and what Chazal say of how to understand the word Nasa, they refer to Malachim, etc. But the Rabban says something different. So Vayomer Elokim Nasa Adam, what's it Nasa Adam? Nisyachet Basiyas Adam Mamar Ba'avur Godam Malasel. Okay, that a word was spoken because of the greatness of man. Ki Eintiv O Kiteva Hachaya. Man's nature is not like the nature of an animal. V'habehema Sherbara. Okay, what's the real pshat? God created matter from nothingness on the first day. Okay, luvado. He first created matter. And then God took. You know what this means? He took the matter, and out of that matter, he created sort of more objects or more things. He created in matter the capability of that matter creating sort of more matter. Matter begot more matter. Okay? They sort of came out of the earth. The physicality of man came out of the earth, the physicality of the animals.
But after all that, so Amar ba'adam, okay, na'aseh. What's na'aseh? Klomar haniv ha'aretz haniskeres na'aseh adam.
Remember what the line is? If you have to underline anything, it'd be that line. What's na'aseh? Who is God speaking to him? When he says, let us make man, who's God speaking to him? Anybody?
Liz, you want to take a stab? Okay.
Who's God talking to? Vanasa Adam? Yeah, please, Samir. Talking to the land. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells the land, Na'ase, let us make. We will make together a man. Klomar, ani v'ha'aretz ha'misgeres. Me and the land I've been speaking about, Na'ase Adam, let us make man together. Shetotzi ha'aretz ha'guf, the land will produce the body, Misodeha, from its foundations. Hasher asa b'behema b'chaya. So the man is like the animals, where the animals just came out of the earth, okay? And then if you look at the next line, okay, v'yiten hu yisborach haruach b'pi elyon, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu then gave that sort of physical being the soul. K'dichti v'yipach ba'apav nishmas chayim. Okay? So in the very creation of man, it's an amazing, amazing Ramban, right? Because in the very creation of man, we're being told that man is a tzirut. Man stands at the center point of being an animal, a piece of earth, a piece of ground, also a spirit of God. And we go through our life, and I'm not going to take any show of hands, but imagine if I did and you're honest, everyone would raise their hand. We go through life somehow in the middle of these two places. You know, we're the most materialistic, we're matter, we're just real human emotions, or all the things of that have come out of the earth. At the same time, we recognize ourselves, and we're constantly living in that place, right? So in the same way that the Medrash speaks about the contradictions between Shalom and Tzedek, Chesed and Emes, right? We're also living the contradictions. So Shleimus very much comes from getting to a point in our lives where we feel, you know what, like, we're not constantly feeling cold and contradictions and who we are, the physical self, the spiritual self, the loving self, the truthful self. We just get to a place of like the nachas, the shalom. I feel like all those pieces of myself are somehow resolved. Everyone hear that? Okay, and that's part of man's journey. Now, this is a very complicated idea by Rav Kook. I'm going to read to you a few lines. But Rav Kook obviously is dealing with these contradictions, and in typical fashion, he addresses them in a way that, to me, is very beautiful, but don't always know exactly what he's talking about. Okay? Now, before we see this Rav Kook, anybody have any thoughts, feelings, reflections, comments, uncertainties? Anybody's totally spaced out? The Medrash, sort of those contradictions, Ramban, those contradictions. Shleimus coming from resolving sort of what feels like a contradictory life. Anybody have any ha'aros, ma'amakomos? No? Okay, great. So take a look at Rav Kook. And Rav Kook, again, when you learn Rav Kook, which I encourage everyone to do, either now or at some point in their life, you don't always understand every single word, right? But you're sort of grasping onto a feeling that he's talking about. So Rav Kook says, in his name for Orot HaKodesh, so he says, HaShalom HaPnimi. Okay? And by the way, in the last bracha that we have in Shemot Esther, Yisim Shalom, it's not just speaking, the Mefarshim say, about create peace in the world. Yisim Shalom Tova Bracha. Yisim Shalom is create like a oneness in the world. Create a peacefulness in man. Create a Shleimut, right? Shalom of like peace in the world. It's not just, we're not just asking God for that. We're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm sitting here with my Pizur Nefesh and all over the place, and not comfortable with myself, Sim Shalom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed me to feel that type of peace. So Rav Kook says, HaShalom HaPnimi, the inner peace, Bibnei Koach HaKibul Asher Lo Adam, based on a Koach Kibul. Now, anybody want to tell me what Rav Kook's talking about? A Koach Kibul? Okay, no clue? So me neither. But what I think he means is, based on our own sort of limited understanding, right? Asher la adam, yediya soteret yediya. We always sort of feel that we're maybe somewhat contradictory in what we want and who we are and how we think about it and all the various sort of inner thiro that sometimes we feel, okay? But hargasha, hargasha, feelings contradict other feelings. We sort of feel like we're living in this mess a little bit. Vitziyur, tziyur, different imagery contradicts other imagery. Aval be'emet, what Cook says, but in truth, yidiyah mechazeka yidiyah. Sort of thoughts, even though they seem contradictory, really, really support each other, and they all sort of like form a picture. The hargasha mechaya hargasha. Feelings are not contradictory, but one feeling often gives birth to another feeling. The tziyur mashlim tziyur, one image completes another image. The chol mashamit aleha adam, the more that a person grows, and I would say the more that a person matures, and the more experience they have, okay, kelav mitrachavim, their kelav, their skills and their abilities and their ability to assess their life, ad shemotze ba'atzmo et hatochen hagadol shel hashalom hapnimi. Okay, until he really finds an inner peace, v'hit amtan shel hayidiot, and the ability to see that thoughts are often connected and not contradictory, hahargoshot ba'tziorim, the feelings and the images, hashonim zem zem, and then this sort of oneness of realizing that all of thoughts and emotions and images and relationships are somehow connected as part of one whole. V'adavar holech mitrachem ad sheba la'omek amakim. And this sort of inner oneness that a person experiences with time, experience, growth, learning, just goes and mitrachem, it expands, it continues. Ad sheba la'omek amakim, until it really reaches a person's depth. And they realize, you know what, I'm not just Aretz and HaKadosh Baruch Hu living in contradiction. I'm not MS and Chesed living in contradiction, but it's sort of one entirety of existence that is Holech u'mitrachev u'mitamek. Okay? Now, I see some faces of people not totally, thousands of grasping or not totally being able to identify with Cook's point. Anybody want to perhaps maybe if those who are exactly founders of Cook, what do you think that means? How are you sort of like related to a person's life in a way? You know, how does a person sort of reach the shleimut by what Rav Cook's speaking about? Anybody want to sort of take a stab a little bit? And if you don't, again, I can't blame you. This isn't answering 2 plus 2. But I think it's easy for a person to say, you know, to identify within ourselves, okay, I really want to be generous and I want to be giving and I want to be altruistic, but I'm also feeling angry at people. I want to be loving towards my parents. I'm also feeling some anger towards them. I want to do this, but why should I have to support that person? Why don't, like, that's just a small example of those types of contradictions. And I think with a person with experience and with age and with gentleness and with healthiness, they just sort of learn to say, you know, this is all part of, like, just being a human being. And they sort of, like, be at comfort with all of that and realize it's all part of, like, a larger sort of journey in life, and realizing that the very fact that the idea of selfishness is what also allows the altruism to be really meaningful, and that the idea of physical pleasures is what allows spiritual life to be healthy, and all these things sort of all play into themselves over a course of time until a person experiences a real shleimut, a real shalom, okay? But that takes a certain period of time and experience. Okay. Now, all of these are examples of one type of pizur nefesh and one type of shleimut. The pizur nefesh of so many different pieces in me, and the shleimut of over the course of time rectifying that. And there's many other marmakomot on this as well. But to me, maybe there's another image of a lack of shleimut. I know I'm going to take my stern, but is there a marker up here I can... Okay. Well, yeah, I guess the teachers are very territorial about a marker. You don't want to leave, which is probably not a bad idea. You don't want to leave your markers around and the next one doesn't work. And do people still use the boards nowadays? Is that still like a thing? I grew up back in the 70s. All we had was chalk. I'm not sure if you know what chalk is, but, you know. So, okay. So, but there's a whole different type of issue of like a lack of shleimut or a lack of wholeness. And I think to best describe that, and I'll do that outside first, and I'll maybe try to use my finger instead. Okay.
let's say the first image of Pizur Nefesh, or contradiction, is sort of like if you take the totality of man over here, right? So then over here you have like a spiritual side and like a physical side, you know, a kind side versus a selfish side, a patient side versus an impulsive side, the animal versus, and all these sort of like pieces that exist within the totality of man, which creates friction, tension, if you really think about your life. And then you're trying to sort of like resolve all that together. Everyone sort of see this beautiful diagram? Okay, fine. But then there's, to me, like another aspect of a lack of shleimut. And that is, the world sort of sees this person over here. So my first name is Josh, obviously, so Josh Bless. You know, the world sees, and when I speak about these things in a personal way, because we all go through that, and I felt this, especially when I was in my 20s, okay? The world sees a person over here, right? Relating to the person over here, you know? But then you sort of feel like you're over here. You feel like your own either struggleness, your own struggles, your own loneliness. The world is only seeing one piece, but that's not maybe not like the real me. And does anybody sort of like know the real me? And is there sort of a connection between my inner self, my inner soul, who I am, what I think, what my kofas are, what my aspirations are, what's sort of the inner self versus sort of like the world that the self like walks into a class and sits down, you know, and sits around your table at your house, interacts with your friends and goes to school and like, and sort of feeling almost a sense that the inner self is over here and the outer self is over there, and that the sort of two are not always connected. Shleimut comes about when a person really feels like this is just me. I'm totally comfortable with that. There are people in the world who recognize who I am. The kochot, the kochos, the Kadosh Baruch Hu has given me, I'm able to use in the world. I'm able to sort of just be who I am, you know, klapei chutz. There's a certain sense of like oneness of all the pieces of a person's life sort of operating. Does everyone understand that? It takes like, maybe not all of you are mityakes or sort of think about these things, but I think for a lot of people, you may understand what I'm talking about. And that lack of oneness leads to, I don't say depression, but sometimes sadness, sometimes not feeling known, sometimes not feeling oneself. Let me point out a couple Mar Mekomos that, at least to me, and there's much better ones. Actually, sort of I was in a rush, so I just sort of grabbed a couple things that sort of I could like pull off without my head, without having to research more. Take a look at this, like Tzidkus HaTzadik. Okay, who wrote Tzidkus HaTzadik? Anybody? Okay, Ritzadik HaKohen. It's Ritzadik HaKohen, 19th century, a Hasidic giant who became a Hasidic giant. And if you want a sefer that really speaks about sort of issues of conflict and issues of lightness and dark. I mean, the Reb Tzadok is like the sort of, if you're, those people who are Reb Tzadok fans, especially the Sefer, it's like, it's almost like a cult, which I'm like happy to be a part of, because it so much speaks to sort of like man, man's essence. And okay, so I want to just try to go through, and it's like also is quite difficult, and this piece in particular is not easy, to go through a couple lines, and I'll tell you why I sort of picked out this piece. So Halev Hu Kli Kibol, the heart is the sort of the vessel, the receptacle that everything becomes sort of like filtered through. Okay, what time is this over? 10 minutes? Oh, great. Okay. By the way, I just want to say for the record, I've been giving shiurim here for 6 years, and I yet been able to remember what time the shiur ends. It's like a typical man. Like you can learn with tzaddok, but you don't know like where your shoes are. You know, that type of thing. So. If you speak to my wife, she'll give you an entire laundry list of these problems. Okay, so Halev Hu HaKli Kibol, Kmo Shekasa B'Shabbos. Okay, the Yirahu HaOtzer, okay, because the lave is supposed to be the Kli that is able to be Mikabel, Yerushimayim, and a Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence. Okay, the lave, okay, fine. So, V'hainu Yerushimayim Hu Hadaras Hemdas Hayetesh V'lev, Shezeu Bidei Adam. The lave itself has a Yir Shemayim, because we know that Kol B'Di Shemayim puts a Yir Shemayim.
Yir Shamayim is the ability to sit here with my own heart, my own soul, and apprehend and connect with the Kadosh Baruch Hu through the lev. Ukvi nikayon halev b'chol minei psoles,
but that's only determined if the heart is sort of cleaned from all the minei psoles.
What's the minei psoles? All sort of the stuff that we feel internally.
Kiyukli kibul yoter l'tova bracha, because then the heart becomes the kibul for tova bracha. The ikar sheyenaki megeos v'kina. But the ikar is that the heart can stay clean of geut. Geut means haughtiness. Kina means jealousy. In other places, Rav Tzadok says, sadness and anger, that the heart can sort of stay clean of all of those things. And then when your heart is sort of like clean, and you're not walking around with all this like inner stuff, you know, jealousy, resentments, anger, superiority, entitlements, right? Are all these words worth everyone? And all that heart is clear, then I can say, wow, like, let me just feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu's like presence in my life. It's like that gentle feeling of being graced by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we're walking around, like, oh, what happened to that? And there's everything going on, like, inside, right? Again, resentments, superiority, heartedness, etc., entitlements, anger. Then where is there room to feel like God's presence in a way, right? And he says, and that's shalom. Shalom is where it's sort of clean out, the inner world is like healthy enough, and when the inner world is at peace, that's like a clean kibul to everything else. Now, what does that have to do with shleimut? What does that have to do with my quasi-diagram that I put on the board? It's because the world sees, you know, Jane Schwartz, whoever she may be. And you look at her, and you know, Jane Schwartz is over there, she dresses well, she's in class, she's smart, she's a great, well, you know, all those various things. And inside, it's like all this stuff, right? It's all this stuff of not feeling great about ourselves, and all the stuff of resentments, and all stuff from childhood, and all the stuff of social dynamics that don't feel great. Then how is a person shalem, you know, when that outer world doesn't match sort of the cleanliness that a person sort of wants to feel inside themselves? That is incredibly, incredibly painful when that happens. You know, where the inner world is just not at peace. Okay, that's one type of shleimut. There's another type of shleimut, and we're going to have to obviously wrap up in a few minutes, described by the Rambam. Because the Rambam speaks in Perish Mishnayos, Perek Aleph Mishnah Vav. Everyone remember what Perek Aleph Mishnah Vav is? It's Pinilo Chachaver, Asel Perat, Pinilo Chachaver. So the Rambam talks there about the absolute importance of finding friends. Okay, and the Rambam says that there's three different types of levels of friendship. Everyone see this? It's Rambam Perish Mishnayos. I'm sure in the course of your life you have. But it's a great mar mukum, A, for yourself. If you ever have to give a chabura, if you ever have to give a speech, if you're speaking at somebody's, you know, bridal shower, whatever it is, about this idea of a friendship. He says you have like friendship l'toelas, right? What's friendship l'toelas? You know, ohev l'toelas, a business partner, someone you study with, someone you this, someone that. Okay, fine. Okay, and then you have a different type of friendship, and that's friendship for pleasure, right? What's friendship for pleasure? He says maybe husbands and wives. Maybe the Rambam doesn't take the greatest like view of that. The relationship between a husband and a wife, this is maybe very 12th century. People that enjoy each other's company, people that maybe enjoy baseball, or they enjoy the symphony, and they just enjoy being around each other. And the Rambam also says that part of a friendship for pleasure is a person that you could speak to for eitzah. Someone that really like knows you, and you can say, this is what I'm struggling with, and it's total honesty, right? You really, this total disclosure, you really know each other. And then the third level for the Rambam, now you see the last line of the Rambam, Umato Mamar Aristobulus, Aristobulus, who's that? This beautiful Mamar of Aristotle, okay? But if you then look at the next line, you turn the Rambam over, or the next page, so Gimel Minim Ohev, Gimel Minim, three types, Ohev Toeles, a person you love because it's helpful, a business partnership, Ohev menucha, oh, because it brings you pleasure or peace, okay? The ohev mala, and a friend who's there, how do you best say that? Ohev mala. It's a hard word to translate, okay? Ohev mala means like connection of souls, you know, where people are trying to bring out the good and connect the things that are good and spiritual growth, right? Ohev mala means friendship over
like the deepest parts of ourselves, because we really want to grow and connect and be Marchiv Shem Shemayim Ba'olam. Like, there's a depth of connection. And the Rambam says that's what the mission means when it says Ukdei Lecha Chaver, that you should acquire a friend. Now, why do I speak about Shleimut? Because Shleimut only comes when you really feel connected to people around you. Be with a wife, with your husband, with your kids, a close friend, a Rebbe, a Talmud, etc. And how many people are going around sort of in the world maybe feeling like they're missing part of that? And it's not about getting married. It's about having like a Yedidin Nefesh. People say, wow, like I'm deeply connected to this person, like souls that go beyond my bodies in a way. And that's, again, that's also a lack of Shleimut. Because even if our inner world is intact, that absolutely critical piece of this connection with people around us in a very deep, meaningful way, sometimes that's not always there. And there's a third piece, of course, is Shleimut. So the first piece of Shleimut is between me, within myself, between me and the world that's around me. Okay. And lastly, then, if you look in the Kedushas Levi, I'm not going to go into all this now, it's a beautiful Kedushas Levi about how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitaveh, whatever that means. God yearns for a close relationship to be shochein, to reside within man. That's something that brings HaKadosh Baruch Hu pleasure, whatever that means. And how many of us feel that we have that? There's like a oneness with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Person davens, person really feels like a gentle embrace of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in their life. Faith is something that's absolutely real. There's an image of like a loving God that plays a role in a person's life. There's a spiritual aliveness and electricity to a person. The person doesn't have that. There's a piece of their nefesh and neshama that's not totally active. There's also a lack of strength. There's also a lack of oneness. And that's also something that a person was sensitive to. It brings a certain sadness that my spiritual life is not completely where it should be. I'm not totally connected. These are three pieces of Shleimus, or Shleimut. Between me and myself, between me and people around me, between me and the Kodesh Baruch Hu. The question is, like, how does a person make yachais to themselves when they perhaps recognize a piece of this, that there are pieces of my life that don't feel totally whole? You may have an answer. Okay. Well, in 20 seconds or less. So this is really what the rest of one's life is for, you know. It's coming to peace with oneself. It's sort of the shleimut hanefesh. It's a shleimut hitchavrut, the wholeness connecting with people, the wholeness connecting with God. But I really think that, yeah, this is not the answer, but I think the recognition that all of that is what life's journey is for, right? It's not what only age 19, 20, 21, 22 is for, and where am I, and how come I'm not as happy as I want to be, and how come, right? Like, the goal is to go through this life, you know, in every stage, through every struggle, through every symptom, through every experience, every relationship, and go to leave this world at 85, 90, 100, 120, and say, you know what, like I've gone there a little bit, you know. And am I aware that there are pieces missing within me? Yes. Is this something that sometimes maybe brings me sadness? Yes. It's something that I acknowledge, yes. But I also know that this is all part of like that long journey, and with the proper support and close friendships and learning and self-development. So then, you know, nos menachnu, we're moving certainly in that direction. The person recognizes that beautiful line by Rav Kook says that Am ha-netzach lo mitached mederech arukah. The eternal nation is not afraid of the long road. That's not signs you can see in Eretz Yisrael during the war. So Isha Netzach, the person of the eternal person also, lo mifached miderech arukah, does not become fearful of that road of Shleimut. Now, that's all I have to say for now. I could, fortunately or unfortunately, speak for hours in the U.S. If you ask my kids, I'll definitely tell you, not fortunately, but you know, anybody that in any type of setting, in a learning setting, in a chavura setting, in a one-on-one setting, ever wants to sort of continue these types of discussions, that's certainly why, you know, I work for YU, and I'm sure people in this building as well. And you can always reach out to me. People in this room have my contact information, but it's class@yu.edu. And certainly to go through these journeys with people around you. I wish all of you hatzlacha and Ekmeach. the Israel goes through their process of Shleimut, and we ourselves as well go through that same process, the same experience, until we can experience not just a national Gedulah, but certainly a personal community.